Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Oh, dude, there was this one thing I auditioned for right when I moved to LA. It was just for this, like
Outcast? Was that here in New York?
It was New York. I didn't even audition for that.
Really? No way! Wait, how did that come about?
Dude, they just fucking called me.
What? Huh?
They literally just
like, hey, we heard you like... fuck good. Come down.
No, they just called me.
They had your number?
Dude, I don't know if
is this Michael Boslin? Yes!
I don't know if they fucking saw me on a show or some shit. I don't know what happened. But they like literally just happened like that. I don't think they emailed me or whatever the fuck. Yeah, they didn't just call me when I was in the subway. But they just contacted me directly. And I don't even know.
That is a weird casting choice. They're just looking at your mouth and bone structure. You got great bone structure. You got great bone structure.
I didn't know. Okay, got it. So I didn't know if you were saying it to me directly right now, or you were acting as the casting director looking at my bone structure. That's why I didn't know how to react. Okay, thanks, man.
I'm just saying, if kissing is all a side angle and you got a chiseled jawline, you're good.
Yes.
Me, on the other hand, my fucking beak will be blocking her off. So let's be honest. Are we jousting or are we making out here? Anyways.
They pitched it to me like it was supposed to be funny. And it was not.
Oh, bro. And you had zero say over the edit.
None.
When it first came out, were you like, yeah, it was a bit whatever.
Didn't watch it.
Did you get to like do lines that didn't make it in? Where you got to improv a little?
What did you ask me actually?
Did you like get to do any kind of improv? Did you get to rip it all?
Yes. Mm. I don't know if they kept any of it.
I don't think.
The worst is when they go, yeah, go ahead and riff, do whatever. And you know the whole time they're just like probably not even rolling. They're like, we already know what take we're using in our heads.
Is it worse that or when you riff a whole thing and then they take that and you go, okay, so I just wrote the script for you? Give me money.
Right. Well, if you're doing something for money, then because I always.
Do you know what I'm saying though? I hate when
But I also want to highlight myself in the best to be like, is this funny? You know, yeah. So sometimes when shit's too scripted, you're like, God, I would never say this. And then you're like, oh, this is me as myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weirdest thing you auditioned for when you first moved to LA.
What was that? Oh.
Remember you were like, oh, yeah. When I first moved to LA, I was.
So, yeah, the first thing I moved to LA, I think.
Playing a fleshlight. What was it?
No, it was this super independent, like low rent horror film. And you guys, well, you haven't. But Gabe, you've seen like really low rent horror things. So it's like over.
I've seen Paranormal Activity.
That was good. I'm talking about like over dramatized horror films where everyone's like, well, the monster, good.
So like porn, but without the porn. Exactly. Does that make sense?
It's very close. Yes. Yes. But the instead of dick, it's a monster.
Or it's a monster dick. Starring Andy Dick.
Hold on. If you start on the right foot, you start on the back foot.
What did he say? I'll get that tattooed on my ass.
Can you imagine being Tom Hanks and then you just have a son? Like, how do you?
I don't think Tom Hanks acknowledges he has a son.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, the guy, you know, we go to the same barbershop. I don't know how many times I can say that in this episode. So maybe I'll run into him. But you name a kid Chet, there's not a lot of trajectory you can send him down. There's not a lot of, like, if your name is Chet, you work out. There's not a lot of Chets running for, you know, the senator, is what I'm trying to say.
I will say, let me say this. And there's a lot of people that are going to go against this idea because they actually made it through being a very affluent kid. But I don't think anyone highlights the... how do I say this? It's hard to be a fucking Tom Hanks kid.
It's hard to be any celebrity's children.
I think people think it's like, oh, you're wealthy and you blah, blah. And yes, right. All that's true. But right. There are a lot of like downsides to that. Like you walk around and no one looks at you. It's always like Tom Hanks's wife is famous. So they're both like no one even acknowledges you fucking exist when you go out with your family. Like that's
when you're with your family.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like,
well, not only that, but it's like the family figure is non-existent. Sometimes, yeah, and some celebrities are better parents than others. But it's like, dude, if your dad's shooting movies you just don't have this like father figure to kind of like give you life's lessons and guidelines. And then your kid starts doing wild stuff in the news, and you're like, "Oh well, fuck, maybe I should have been there more for him."
And right? It's also like,
well, I have no idea how their family's going.
I don't know either, and I'm not saying specifically their family, but I'm saying like. It makes sense to me when like celebrities' kids start being insane because they literally are never seen. Like when they walk around with it's never like, oh, there's your, it's like, oh, Tom Hanks. They don't even look at the kids. So of course the kids are going to act wild to be seen.
Some of the kids, you know, by association are like very, like the girls we know that we just met in Palm Beach, like they're because of who their family is, they're like known, but it is also hard. It's like Will Smith has, Three kids. Willow and Jaden are very popular and very like in the media. There's another one, Trey Smith, who went to a high school near us, and he was just a very chill dude. Mm-hmm. And he was like an aspiring DJ. I was like, how are you aspiring anything with Will Smith? But
right,
I mean, who knows? Maybe he's just introverted as a person. Whatever, he's probably doing great things. But it is weird because I don't know. I it's hard to say because it's not like I. I was going to say, it's not like I grew up without a father. I look over to you. It's like, hey.
Guys, let me explain to you what it's like.
Let's be real.
No, I mean, realistically, bro, why do you think I do what I do? Why do you think I shove feet in my fucking mouth? It's just because I want people to fucking look at me.
Well, it's hard because
why do you think I play football?
Foot?
Ball. Oh, football. Shit. I have a whole new joke about me playing football as a high school. Oh, shit. Okay, that works.
Football.
Football.
Yeah, guys, next joke, football. Not what you think. Or is it? I don't know.
Is it? I started playing because I thought it was... Okay.
But I think in the celebrity's mind, if you're Tom Hanks or a busy actor, rapper, musician, whatever, and you have got kids, in your head, you're like, I have caretakers. They're taking care of my kids.
Right.
They're fine. But it's not the same because you're not teaching them your core values. It's like, this is somebody who's getting paid hourly to essentially keep your kids alive. They're not treating them like the father, you know, son, father, daughter relationships,
right.
I think.
Right.
Look at us breaking down shit we have no idea about.
What do you mean, dude?
That's this podcast.
Next topic, geopolitical science. Gabe?
I have a kid. Anyways, no, I don't.
Oh, shit. What you going to name your kid? First kid. What are you going to name
him? Go. Cletus.
Awful.
Cletus Wallace.
Huh?
Cletus Wallace sounds like he was behind the KFC recipe. Like, if you look at the names who have the original KFC recipe, Cletus Wallace is in there.
You ever seen that baked bean commercial where the dog has a fucking secret
baked
thing?
Baked beans?
You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
I don't think I've ever seen a commercial for baked beans.
You know, guys. You looked at us like, you're like, oh, remember that commercial?
Why are baked beans advertising?
Hold on. Let's get back to what I'm saying.
No.
Can you look up baked bean and secret recipe, whatever? There's a baked bean commercial.
How many times can you say the word baked beans in the last 30 seconds?
All I'm going to say, there's a fucking baked bean.
Four times. Baked beans.
Recipe that's heavily commercialized, right? Maybe East Coast, maybe all stupid idiot West Coast people don't have never seen it. But they pitch it like the dog knows the secret recipe, but that's the only person. Hey. Dog, give me the fucking recipe.
I think I found it.
You know what I love?
What's it called?
Bush's Baked Beans. Yes. It's a family recipe.
Bush's Baked Beans.
But it's a commercial. You know what I love is dogs in movies when they got to get the prisoner out, but like in the jail bars are like 3 yards apart.
Yep.
And the person's like fully reaching out to pet the dog and like, oh, get the bone. It's like, you can escape. You can walk through the bars. Do you know what's funny about family recipes?
Huh.
Is a lot of them are just very common known substances.
Yeah.
Like, you ever go to a small mom and pop burger shack?
That's so specific.
No, it's not. Like, mom and pop burger shack? They're like a family owned like burger joint.
I can't remember offhand, but probably.
Fucking Bush's baked beans.
First of all, Bush's baked beans are so good.
Trash.
And that fucking dog knows the recipe. Give me the fucking recipe.
That dog died. The YouTube comments are all just RIP. Pour out a can of beans for the homie.
Could you imagine seeing somebody pour out a can of beans on the side of the 405 for the homie?
Rest in peace, Duke.
Duke, that's his name!
Dude, those are some of the...
Yo, they shot him because he didn't have the fucking recipe. They should have just gave up the recipe.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you.
Oh, because the dog had the recipe and then
he didn't eat the recipe. There was a fucking... It was a big, long family, baked bean recipe. And the whole commercial, every single commercial was like, the only person that knows is Duke. And Duke's not going to tell, right, Duke? And it would smash cut to Duke, and Duke would be like, oh, roar, roar. And he'd be like, shut up, Duke. Whatever, that was the whole thing. But they offed him because he had the recipe. This is terrible.
I don't think you'd off him if he had the recipe.
He didn't tell him.
Well, off him. Dude, but you know what I was saying is a lot of these small restaurants with families get away with so much shit. And I commend them because it's a pandemic. You got to sell shit. And a lot of them make really fire burgers, but they'll be like, you got to get the Shack sauce. Uh-huh. It's an extra $2, but you got to get it. Family owned. And you're like, all right. And then you get it and you realize it's just Thousand Islands.
Yeah.
And you're like,
just ketchup with salt in it. What the fuck?
Yeah, you got to get the spicy red sauce. Ketchup with salt.
That's it.
And you're just squirting In-N-Out packets on. Like, that's when people say, like, when you tell people that In-N-Out spread is just Thousand Islands, most people are like, yeah, I know. But there's some people that are like, what?
It's made different, though. You know what?
It's different, though. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. God damn.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit JDPower.com/awards.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.